Today is Tuesday, June 21st. We thank you for listening to World Radio. Good morning. I'm Mary Reichard.
And I'm Nick Eicher. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, the Psalms. Life is full of hardship all over the world, and for those times in life, the Psalms can help us lament and find comfort.
An Australian band's been putting the words of the Psalms to music over the last 20 years. World correspondent Amy Lewis had a chance to talk to a member of the band, and she brings us this story.
The Lord is my light.
Matt Jacoby is the founder and lead singer of the Sons of Korah. The biblical Sons of Korah harken back to the time of King David. The Australian band Sons of Korah has a more recent beginning.
I put Sons of Korah together with a couple of friends of mine back in the 90s at theological college at the time. And I obviously responded to the Psalms being lyrics. I'd often heard the Psalms read, but as a musician, it just seemed the perfect kind of challenge for me. It combined my growing interest in biblical studies plus my passion to serve God with music.
Jacoby's fascination went deeper than just adding new tunes to old lyrics.
What I was interested in was the way that the Psalms move moods, if I can call it that. A lament can move from a place of dejection and grief and finish with quite jubilant praise.
The band's name is borrowed directly from headings in the Psalter. Under the Psalm's number, it might read, A Psalm of David, or For the Director of Music. 11 psalms are attributed to the Sons of Korah.
There's actually a really beautiful story about God's mercy and God's restoration of that family line, a family that was famously swallowed up by the earth.
But a remnant survived.
And they went on to take on this wonderful responsibility as musicians in the period of Solomon's temple. I thought, that's a bit like me, you know, this story of mercy, you know, and going on to become, you know, musicians.
The band has recorded more than half of the 150 psalms over the past 25 years. They keep the lyrics as close as possible to the English text, but the emotional range in the psalms presents these musicians with a welcome challenge.
There's a lot of expressions that we take up and work with within the Sons of Korah project that you don't really find in normal contemporary Christian music. I mean, expressions of anger throughout the Psalms. Well, what they did is that they took it to God and they said, you're the judge, we're going to give this over to you, let's see.
All those emotions and ideas need room to be expressed.
You know, we wanted to work with all of those emotions, the praise and jubilant psalms, but right through to the laments and the angry psalms. And so we actually found it important to work with a breadth of musical styles to give us a broad enough palette to create that variation of mood in the psalms.
The Psalms don't fit neatly into a three-minute pop song mold. Variety of musical style and length of songs are two reasons why the Sons of Korah are still an independent band. But they're not stuck in a rut. New band members bring fresh ideas, and the music industry today is different than when they started.
A lot has changed. We did our first release on cassette.
They switched to CD sales to support their recording habit. Now they have a Sons of Korah app. Jacoby's immersion in the Psalms has shaped him inwardly. They've affected his prayers and how he sees the world.
In the early 2000s, my wife and I were facing the prospect that we wouldn't be able to have a family, and that was a very, very difficult thing to face. We didn't feel entitled. It's a broken world, and we're broken people living in a broken world. But we were praying earnestly for that, and I just could not understand, you know, my wife would get pregnant and then she would have a miscarriage. Like, it just seemed cruel. And I was so grieved by that. And I remember my wife actually in probably the darkest moment, sitting up in bed, and she read to me Psalm 73.
The psalmist seems to have almost completely lost his faith. He sees the wicked prosper, while he has been plagued and punished despite his purity.
And then it says, and then I entered the sanctuary of God. And there's this amazing change of perspective in that psalm. It says, whom have I in heaven but you, and the earth has nothing that I desire but you. And I was so moved by that psalm, I actually took the Bible from and went sat down in the music room and just put it to music immediately. And it really ministered to me, that psalm, in that space.
Whom have I in heaven but you? Whom have I in heaven but you?
They knew that God didn't have to give them children. They were willing to submit to his plan, whatever that was. God has since given them three children.
The Psalms have a way of speaking to you wherever you're at. There's a psalmist that went through that as well. And he wrote a psalm about it. And you can kind of hook onto that psalm and find such consolation. That's what I love about the Psalms.
One thing I see.
Psalms help us to process and prepare us to face the realities of life. They instill in us the faith to journey through this life, and they point us to the kind of joy that we can find in this life, a joy that is often despite circumstance. And it's given me the ability to find God in the midst of very difficult circumstances, because the Psalms have taught me that actually those are the best times to find God.
Reporting for World, I'm Amy Lewis in Geelong, Australia.